We do assemble ourselves, the be it of our Abba, the Sukkos, as we come before you this Shabbaton, to barak you, to bless you, and to esteem the excellency of your name greater than anything. We are so wonderfully blessed today, this Shabbat, to be able to come into the presence of Yahweh through the mighty atonement of Yahshua HaMashiach, Lamb of Israel. We do not take this for granted, our Abba. We come before you to exclaim the power of your majesty and your beauty. We come before you to Toda, to offer up the thanksgivings of thankfulness unto our precious Abba. As our Lev rejoices today, and the many blessings that you have showered down upon Zion, Israel. You have washed us on this week and cleansed. You have watched over us carefully and our every move. You have kept our minds and our levim steadfast on the things that are Kodash. We have faltered and failed. We have come up short. But there was a great assurance by the atonement of the tomb of Yahshua. And knowing the simplicity of these wonderful truths, we just bow before you and Todaya, we thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Toda. Toda ya. For if we were to count all of your wonderful works and the deeds that you have done unto the Son of Man, and all that you have showed unto us, even the sands of the seas could not measure the tremendous works, the manifestations, and all of the mighty feats that you, Yahweh, have accomplished. You have taken an earthly piece of clay. You have composed us all from that mire of the earth. You put a life in man that is so profound that there is nothing upon the face of the earth can measure to the excellency, the power and the magnitude of man, even in his weakness. You created a marvelous thing that you would speak to yourself and say, what is man that I should be mindful of him? And the Son of Man that restores with great restitution to bring us all that are called by Israel into the bosom of our Abba. So as we come before you on this Shabbaton, this time of restfulness, as we take great delight in the rest of our Abba, we shall shabbak you, And Barak our Abba for his mighty Barak upon man. We shall esteem you, your excellence. The strength of your excellence we shall bless you, our Abba. We shall call you by name and bless you. We ask that in this house today, that you would fill everyone with the power of HaKodesh Ruach. You will bring a profound conviction to the love of man. Show us every vile, corrupt, wicked thing that has been performed in us. We have disallowed the constitution of our Abba Abi. So we pray your life in this assembly today. Those that are listening, that they will be revived, that they will be strengthened, that they will be reconstituted unto you, that their love for you, their Ahava, will be fervent. The desire to please you will burn as an aga down in their inward parts. That they will not allow anything to circumvent or remove them away from the mighty power of the Most High. Strengthen those today, our precious pastors, fellowship of our brothers in many parts of the world. Men like Pastor Babu there in India, Elder Martin in Kenya, and Pastor Aji there as he labors continuously in Ghana. The fellowship of the Kirushans there with him, and these precious men of Imuna. We pray your blessing upon Brother Nathan and those that are gathered with him as this broadcast via the live stream of the internet will fill the gathering room where they're gathered today. So strengthen him and bless him. And for the upcoming meeting there on next Thursday in Houston, Texas, that you will give your manservant strength and to preach those things that you have imparted into him, that it may be viable for this time, and it may be a great strength to all the hearers of the word of Almighty God. We pray for the shalom of Jerusalem. We pray that your kingdom come, for your name is great and it is mighty. We pray that your Ruah will lead and guide Israel into the revelation and the power of the truth, Yeshua HaMashiach. Bless us all, I pray. We do want you, as we gather here with Tefillah, to pray for Brother James there in Mount Vernon, New York. Very faithful man. Never met him personally, but bless him mightily. You can deliver and save his family. I pray for his strength and his assurance that all is well and that you shall work all things according to your will. Strengthen him, I pray, and bless him in a mighty way. Touch him and cause his love to be revived as we ask for Brother Michael, Sister Michaela, and Brother Alex. We pray for them to strengthen their home, and that the power of your Ruah will invade them as they continue to press on, the kingward bound toward the kingdom's highway. Strengthen all, I pray. We that are gathered here today, I pray that your steadfastness will rest upon us all. Hear our tefillah, our prayer. Almighty Yah, be intrigued, I pray, because we pour out of ourselves Everything that is not constituted by the power and the living hope of Yeshua, which your Torah reveals unto Israel. So help us all, I pray. Let every song be one of magnitude unto you. Let every voice esteem you. And let every laugh rejoice and love you above all things as we gather here in the Beit of Yahweh, the hope of Israel. We shall shabak you, and we shall worship you this day by the power of your truth and Ruah. We ask it all in that precious hope, in the mighty name of Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel, HaMashiach, the Messiah, the deliverance of Israel. We believe the witness and the testimony that you have sent among men. For it is alive in us, and the power of that example lives in the inward parts of true Israel. So strengthen us all and help us this day. We ask it all in the mighty name of HaMashiach. And the house of Israel cried hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will wait on Yahweh. We will wait. Wait on Yahweh. We shall wait upon Yahweh. For we shall wait upon you, our precious Abba. We shall told how you this Shabbat taught, this wonderful gathering of the Kedushans, the Payats of our Abba, as we wait upon the blast of the shofar on this wonder eve, this precious time of this feast of shofar. We shall rejoice. We shall heed the warnings of the shofar blowing. And despite the very trials, we shall wait upon you. Our love shall wait upon you. We shall be strengthened by the hope of Yeshua HaMashiach. We do want to ask you to look upon and to bless the home. Touch the bodies of Brother Jerry and Sister Maria there in Dallas, Texas, to anoint him and to strengthen him mightily. Bless him, I pray, for the words of strength that he continuously to encourage the man of Yah. So I pray that your blessings will fill his home. You meet every need and supply what is needed in your Yeshua's mighty name. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the plentifulness. And we bless you for all things in the mighty hope. Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel. And all Israel cried hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say unto them, Shalom Ulayashim. May Yahweh grant you his Shabbat on today. Yahweh blesses you. Yahweh blesses you. You may be seated. For this is the day and the hour that Yahweh has ordained, whereby he can prepare the levim of his people, that it shall be one, not with duplicity and contradiction, but that the purpose of the house of Israel will be one to please him. We're in that time and that hour where there must be a constant examination of our own love, our intent, our purpose, and to see if it is pure. It is one thing that we do know, as scripture tells us, that as the top man, the master of the house, he went forth to sow the seed of righteousness, Sadiq. And scripture tells us that the enemy saw what he was doing, and he went among the same field and he began to sow the tares, the seeds of destruction and death, the seed that divides and separates. The seed that you cannot grind to make a loaf of bread that is palatable to dine on. We have so many doctrines today that are not based upon the constitution of the word of Almighty Yahweh. If it's not based upon the premises of the word of Almighty Yahweh, it is a disillusional doctrine. It is of an illusion, and it has come forth from the very loins of darkness. And the people of Yahweh, we must have the mind of Yeshua HaMashiach to be able to discern, and that is to make judgment, to know with all certainty whether it is of Yah, or whether it is of the powers of darkness that desire to draw the mind away from the principles and the law of Almighty Yahweh. And once the mind has been drawn away from the government of Almighty Yahweh, you become an enemy of Yahweh. You are opposed to Him. Once you allow the mind to overthrow the principles, the Torah of Almighty Yahweh, you become an enemy of Almighty Yahweh. Shaul, as he spoke unto the brethren and the sisters there at Colossians, he said unto them, and you, not some of you, and you were enemies in your mind, enemies against Yahweh, through your own wicked works and your own devices. You have become an enemy. You have opposed Him. You are against the standards of His truth. You are a combatant against Almighty Yah. Your desire is to overthrow the rule of His government. You do not have the Ruah of Almighty Yahweh that will lead you into the pathway of righteousness. This is a generation. Because of the wicked devices of their mind, they have become enemies of Almighty Yahweh. And when your mind, your thoughts, your ideas, your desire, your lust, and your purpose is diametrically opposed to what Scripture teaches, then you are a combatant of Yahweh. You're an enemy. You have not received the love of His truth. You do not delight in His truth. And His truth to you is an illusion. It has no purpose. It has no strength. It has no viability or life in you. And so your mind diametrically opposes Almighty Yah. And we were all enemies of Almighty Yahweh. We were enemies in our minds. We were opposed to Yahweh, and we were alienated because we were enemies. And when one is an enemy of the kingdom rule of Almighty Yahweh, that one is alienated, separated, divided, removed away from Almighty Yahweh. And we, the people of Yah, you and you, that were sometime alienated, removed, set apart from Him, and enemies in your mind by wicked works, now has Yahweh restored. He has reconciled. He has brought us into the midst of His presence. We were wicked because our minds, the works of the carnal mind, it opposes the mitzvah of Almighty Yah. He doesn't intend for us to work things out by our own premonition, our own conscience, our own thoughts. We need the mind of Yahshua. We need the love of Yahshua. We need the purpose of Yahshua in our life. Because without that, we're just like beasts of the field. There is no sensitivity. There is no ahava, no love of Yah. There is no righteous deeds at all, none whatsoever. We are just like beasts that roam the field. That's what we are like. There is no light in our soul. There is no illumination of the power of the truth of Almighty Yahweh. You take a bull that will produce a calf by a cow. There are no emotional ties there at all. And Yahweh gave us the strength of His ties unto Him. And that is to love Him above all things with everything that we possess. And secondly is to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, which are equal. Because upon that truth, or the revelation of that truth, hinge the Torah, the almighty truth of Yahweh. And because we were alienated, and because we were enemies in our minds, and we are enemies, if our minds desire the worldly things that separate the heart of man away from Yahweh, we were all alienated. We were all removed away from Almighty Yahweh.
He has reconciled, restored us to the profound truth of Yahshua the Lamb. He has brought us back into His bosom, and the wicked works of our minds were the things that separated us from Almighty Yahweh. We became combatant. We became enemies. We wanted to fight against what He said. We wanted to oppose what He said. The rule of His government had no strength at all in us. We wanted to reject those things that were not agreeable with our own flesh. And so we became very combatant against Yahweh. We began to resort to this terrorist mentality. We became terrorists to try to dismantle His truth. Well, I don't believe that it has nothing to do with what you believe. It has all to do with what He has commanded and what He has said. We were alienated at one time. We were alienated, removed. Enemies and combatants of Almighty Yahweh. And it begins in the mind, brothers and sisters. When you become a combatant of Almighty Yahweh, it begins in the mind. Whatever you allow your mind to be given over unto the stronghold of your mind, it will oppose the things that are tzaddik, that are righteous. You will combat against them. We will oppose any kind of instructions and corrections of Almighty Yahweh. We will disavow them. We will maintain this hostile mentality. It is because we have become enemies of the government of Yahweh that leads us into the righteous precepts and the commands of Almighty Yah. And so our lives will always and constantly combat, fight against those things that will bring us into the perfect Torah or the perfect obedience unto the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. As HaMashiach, He suffered many things. But He learned the discipline of Almighty Yah by those afflictions. And it's one thing that the natural heart of mine does not want, and that is to be pressed, to be removed from its comfort zone. Yahweh said, HaMashiach, to remove us away and to restore us from that mindset, that combatant mindset that we fight against Him constantly, that we be restored unto the mind of Yahshua, the mind that pleases Yahweh in all things. Are we the enemies of Almighty Yah, or are we the friends of Yahweh? As Abraham, because of his tzaddik, his righteousness, how was that righteousness revealed in Abraham? Because he believed. He believed by faith. He trusted Yahweh. And it was not a shameful thing for Almighty Yahweh to call him my friend. We can never be the friend of Yahweh unless we believe. The witness of that truth, Yahshua said unto the Shalishim, the apostles. He says, you being servants, you do not understand, Shemak, perceive what the Master does. He says, but I will bestow something upon Israel, then I will call you no more servants, but I will call you friends. Because you will know what the Abba does, you will understand His purpose, it will become a living, lively hope in you, and there will be no doubt at all. But the mind that combats against Yahweh, that opposes Him, it is the mind of the enemy. And we must examine ourselves as David cried out, examine me. Examine me, Almighty Yah, and see whether I am your friend or whether I am your enemy. Now the power of that spirit, it has its roots in one practice and one form of the practitioner. It is what we practice. It is what your own will practice, your own flesh practices. It brings that combatant spirit. It opens the door that you will combat against Yahweh. You become a terrorist. You will try to dismantle the precepts, the ordinance of Almighty Yah, because they are not appeasing unto you. It does not give your own wicked mind the type of things that it desires. So it doesn't open the door for you. It literally closes the door. That there will be one purpose, one desire in Yisrael. And there should be only one desire in Yisrael. Our prayer should be at HaMashiach taught his Jerusalems, our Abba Abi, which rules in the Shemayim. Identify him. And then thirdly and importantly, your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in this earthen vessel above all things. For thy name is Kodash, but the kingdom of Yahweh shall reveal the excellency of his government, and he shall rule. Are we combatants of Almighty Yahweh? Are we bitter against him? Have we developed this spirit of hostility that we hate anything that opposes our natural carnal mind of enmity? Do we combat against that? A wise man will hear anything that will give him another step of wisdom. He will not reject it. He will not combat against it. He will perceive the wisdom in the statement, and he will take from that, extract from that, those elements that are valuable and that are important unto him, that will bring forth this excellent desire to serve Almighty Yah. An evil generation, a sadistic generation that is full of sedition, will not do that. Well, what is the strength of this mind of the enemy against Yahweh? What is the stronghold that causes us to be combatants, to walk in the spirit of a terrorist, to hate the truths of Yahweh, to get offended so easily at what Yahweh speaks unto us? And when that begins to happen, it brings about this alienation. We began to remove ourselves from the principles, from the things that reconstitutes us, to revive us and bring about that living strength in us. We began to reason in our own wicked minds that are combated against Yahweh. We began to reason with our own perceived strengths that are weakness. We find ourselves so removed that even the name doesn't move us. Even what he commands you, it doesn't cause your love to rejoice and to be filled with the fatness. Nothing that he speaks unto us moves us to that place whereby we will enjoy the fullness of his pleasure. We will enjoy the presence of our Abba. Mind of the enemy, he does all he can to destroy the one that he opposes. So if we oppose Yahweh, we're going to do all we can to destroy him. Now he warns us that we were alienated at one time because we were enemies. And we were enemy because of your own wicked works. It was not the works of our neighbors or someone else. These are your own wicked works that alienated or brought about this breach and division between you and our Abba. And he says, there's a witness of profoundness that I shall send to Israel that shall restore true Israel. Because that witness will deal with the ingredients of the love of Israel and point out everything that is vile, that is superficial, that is hybrid, that has been generated by the very wickedness and the evilness of their mind, that they have thrown down the Torah of Yah and established some laws that are based upon some carnal principles. Upon their position, their race, their skin complexion, their eco-social standards in a society. And so they have trodden down the Torah of your Almighty Yahweh. It says it has no value or no relevance at all. What is the power of that Spirit? What is the identity of that Spirit? We must find it in Scripture. If it's not there, then we're not enemies, nor have we ever been enemies. You cannot come by the philosophy of David Roberts or you. It must be based upon Scripture. Yochanan says, I want you all to turn to this so you can read it. It says in James chapter 4, Yochanan, verse 1. We must identify the combatant spirit that is against Yahweh. We cannot be his adversary. We cannot be antagonistic. We cannot provoke our Abba. We cannot be assailants. We cannot be attackers. We cannot invade the principles of Yahweh with our own carnal principles. And Scripture says in Yaakov, James 4 and 1, the question was asked, from where do the wars and the fighting among you come? Why is there this antagonistic spirit, James 4 and 1. Why do you continue to fight and battle against your Almighty Yahweh? Why do you resist him and oppose what he says? He says to us, do they not come from your desire that war in your members? Does this constitution that has been established in you, does it come from your own warring or the battles that are in you that come from your own body, from your own lust, from your own greed, from your own insensitivity to Almighty Yahweh? Where does it come from? Does it come from Almighty Yah? Where does this battle originate? Does it originate outside? Are the external things causing you to perform and to act the way you're acting? He said, first of all, you lost and you don't have anything at all. This is the generation, and the mitzvah of Yahweh tells us not to be covetous. He said, you lost and you have nothing. You have no zeal or no zest for me. The power of my Torah is not alive. This is one of the most despicable generations of all time. It is one that is full of lust, greed, and it can never be satisfied. He says, first of all, you lust, you have not. You kill and desire to have. Well, I do not kill. If we despise or hate the true seed of Israel, our brothers, that we are murderers. He said, you murder, you kill, and you still don't have. We can see the metaphor of that in the natural paradigm of the society. Killing, robbing, and stealing all over this nation and around the world. So we see that reflection in the natural sense, because it is a spiritual law. And once man began to break the spiritual laws, they open up their mind, their love, to become combatants against Almighty Yahweh. They become very hostile. They become very angry with him. They resist what he says. They want to fight him. They take no delight in what he says. Enemies alienate themselves from the one that established government and all things. He said, you cannot obtain. You fight and you war. Yet you have not, because you don't even ask for the things that you need. As Evangelist Horn would always remind us, as I think about some of the messages that he would preach, he would tell us, if any man likes wisdom, let him ask. Let him ask Almighty Yahweh, who gives liberally and upbraideth not. And so we don't ask for the wisdom of Almighty Yah to control our lusts and to control our minds and our lives, that we walk in the righteous perspectives of Almighty Yah. We ask, but we don't have what we ask for. We consume it upon the lust of our flesh, and it is not to establish the power of the kingdom as such of Yahshua in our life. So we ask it for the wrong thing. And that's why we see these pseudo whorehouses that amass themselves as combatants against Yah, their enemies. Yahweh's going to destroy his enemies. I want to show you the enemies of Almighty Yahweh. You can constitute them as anything you want to, but if they fulfill scripture, they and you as well, we are enemies of Almighty Yah. You can try to change it, but it will not work to your advantage at all. He said they don't have because they don't know how to ask. Verse 3, you ask and receive not because you ask righteously. He said you ask wickedly. It is the wicked mind. It is because of the wickedness of the mind of man, you have been alienated because your mind has performed wicked works. The works of your mind, they are wicked. The thoughts are wicked. The desires are wicked. They're rebellious and they alienate you from Almighty Yahweh. There's not a repentance. There is not a repentance of love. There's not an examination at all. He said, because you ask wickedly, that you may satisfy your lust. Now, don't tell me that these whorehouses today, proliferation of them, the people will give because they lust. That is not the true system of tithing unto Almighty Yahweh. And this is a generation that is so wicked. Don't you know, I want to say this because I'm going to preach on this soon as Yahweh moved upon my left to do it. Man does not understand the principles of tithing. When a man will rob Yah and steal, the man is cursed. As Yahweh said unto those by Malachiah, he says, you Kohen, you priest, you are cursed. Because you do not give honor unto my name. Is a man cursed today if he does not give honor unto Yahweh's name? Well, absolutely, certainly the man is. And if a man doesn't bring the tithes and the offerings into the storehouse of Yah, is he cursed? Absolutely, he is. It is all written in the same book. That's why our minds can never gravitate to the things and the principles of Almighty Yah, because you lost and you will never have. We shall ask for the wisdom, the emunah, the strength of Yah. We need that. You don't need clothes. I got more than I can wear. I don't need material things. I got a place to sleep and food to eat. I don't need nothing. I need the strength of Almighty Yah, the healing power of Almighty Yahweh, my inward part. I need the shalom, the Shabbaton of Yahweh. That's what we need. And you don't have that because you ask wickedly. Because you lust and you ask things for your lust. You ask things to bring some kind of satiation to your flesh. To satisfy your flesh. And your flesh still is not satisfied. It is not of Almighty Yah. He tells us what to pray for. HaMashiach taught us how to pray. And that prayer is valid today as it was then. It has not been reconstituted or changed. It is a valid prayer. We don't want the kingdom of Yah to come because we are so associated with our own wicked dark kingdom, our own lusts, our greed, and our own wickedness. That's why we don't pray the kingdom of Yah be established in me and the power of that kingdom. He says in verse 4, he says, I want to show you why you're so vile and wicked, why your mind is so sadistic. He says in verse 4, you adulterous. Nah, you adulterous. That's what he calls them. You adulterous and adulterous. Know you not that the friendship with the worldly things is enmity with Yahweh. you adulterers, you idol worshippers, you false paganizers, you consumed by the star power of these serpents of hell. And they joined them by the million, the Paris Hiltons, the Jezebels of darkness, the TD Snake Jakes, the Takeout, the Creeping Creflo Dollars. They rob men of the essence of the Torah power of Almighty Yah. And the power of Torah is Emunah. You must have faith. And Yahweh has given every man the seed and the measure of his Emunah. He said, you are adulterous and adulteress. You are nuh-uh. You are those that have this idolatry worship. You have this desire that has been based upon your own lust, your own greed, that diametrically opposes Almighty Yahweh. He said, your desire is the friendship of the world, that the world mesmerize your mind and drives you and change your attitude. It conforms you, and we ought to be renewed by the power of the Ruah of Yahweh in our mind, and there is a transformation with what has been renewed. So the mind is not the mind of HaMashiach. It's the mind of the world because you're friends of the world. Only the adulterous and the adulteress. The idol worship, they love, they have a friendliness to the world. Well, did not HaMashiach speak a parable of the servant? Sure he did. That servant was a wicked dog. He was not a righteous servant. So he did what was wicked. Instead of him saying unto the master, I have defrauded you. I have fallen short. He went and said to what, how much you owe him, sit down and write. You only owe that. And he said to the servant, that was a very wise move. That was very slick. It shows some bit of corruption. I like that. And so he tells him, you make friends with unrighteous, unkodash people, because he says, when you fall not, that maybe you will fall. When you fall, he says, you will have someone that you can consult in, because you're going down, period. You're going to fall. So you that of that wicked mindset, he says, the works of the mind are wicked, and you have become a combatant against Yahweh. So he tells you to make friends with the world, because you will fall under the same delusion and illusion and the debauchery of the world. You will fall under that same demise and destruction. So that is what HaMashiach was implying. He said, you are unrighteous, you are unclean. You have done things that are so vile and so wicked. Make friend with unrighteous mammoth man, beastly things. Make friends with him, because when you fall, and you're going to fall, at least they will receive you into their company. It has almost been what we call a hypocrite. And Yahweh is going to spew off the hypocrite. So he tells you to make friends with unrighteous mammon. He's talking to the Israelites here in the book of Yaakov. He calls them adulterous and adulteress. Know you not, do you not perceive and understand that the friendship, the attached affection, we have this attachment, this affection. I don't care whether it's your sons, your daughters, your kinsmen, you have this attachment. You can't see their vile, evil minds that are combatants against Almighty Yah. You're based upon a natural, carnal attachment. Don't think that your sons and daughters that despise the name of Yah, that they are not the enemies of Almighty Yahweh. They are combatants of Yah, your husband, your wives. I don't care what your attachment is. Scripture is true. And we will make friends with them. He said, I want to tell you something, you adulteress. You have placed them as an idol of worship. That is why you reach out. That's why you will go beyond the limitations of my Torah. When I teach you what to do, when I teach you what not to do. You will go beyond that. Because you attach to them or that one or those, and yet you have not received what I've commanded you. I had a preacher to call me on this week. He said to me, Pastor Roberts, I would love to come and be with you on one of the Shabbats. But my wife will get very upset because we will have to close the doors here for me to be there with you. She will get upset and she will tell me, because you did not take me to our family reunion on the Shabbat, she will raise hell with him because he wants to be in the Shabbaton of Yah. My family reunion is the Shabbaton of Yah, not some wicked people that are combatants against Yah. That is not my family. They that hear the word of Yah and they that do the will of Yah is the family of Almighty Yah. Anything outside of that is a combatant. You do not celebrate these worldly pagan feast occasions on the Shabbaton of Almighty Yah. It is wickedness. It is wrong. You should not participate in it. You should not lend strength to it or credence. You should not do anything like that at all. What kind of a wife will tell her husband, man, that is a preacher, that I will say to Sister Roberts, go to hell, woman. I will say it like that. Jezebel, get out of my face. You can sit in your hypocrisy all you want to, but the words of Yah will find you out today. You will find out whether you're a combatant, whether you're an enemy, you're a terrorist against Almighty Yah. He says, you're adulterous and you're adulterous. Do you not understand it? Know that the attachment or the affection, the friendship of this world, having this friendship with the worldly things, is enmity. There's a hatred. There's a combative spirit. It's enmity with Yahweh. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of Yah. It is the truth, or it is a damnable lie. Whosoever will have disdain for the friendship of Yahweh, to appease this world and all of their frivolity and their folly, he said, you are my combatant now. You're my enemy. I'm against you. You have declared what side you are on, and now we are diametrically opposed to one another. And your hatred for me, your distaste for me, I have the same kind of hatred for you. I despise you. I reject you. To take the things of Almighty Yah, to please the world, there are men that have no regard for the Shabbaton of Yah. Let me say this. Even in our nuclear stage, when I began to understand the principles, regardless to how you felt, I have followed pursuit. I will never say to Yahweh, to hell with you, because I am friend of the world. I have my attachment to the world. My life depends on the world. And to hell with your Moed, your Shabbatons. I will despise them. You are declaring that you are an enemy of Almighty Yahweh. And he is not going to back down. He's not going to back down one iota for a despicable thing like you. He's not. He's not going to count down and say to you, it's your way. He's going to tell you, it's my way or hell's way. And that's it. He's not going to capitulate. He's not going to be backed down. He's not going to be moved down by some vile pile of pukerish flesh. Our love toward him is based upon how we keep what he commands us. If the man says he loves Almighty Yahweh, and keep not his mitzvot, a liar, and there's no truth in him, period. I don't care if it's your daddy, I don't care if it's your mother, I don't care if it's your son or your daughter, husband or wife, they're liars, period. To be a friend, to have this attachment to the world and worldly things, is an enemy of Almighty Yah. They're attached to their jobs today. They're more fearful of their job than they are the commands of Yahweh. And Yahweh tells us that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of Almighty Yah. They fear man. What a putrefied spirit. They don't trust Yahweh. They don't believe him. As Yahweh brings me to simplicity of understanding, I don't care what it costs me. If it costs me a job, my life, let it be. Let it be. It makes no difference at all. This is a very weak generation. It is an effeminate generation. Why do you think he calls us adulterers and adulteress? You are idol worshipped. You worship those things that cannot produce life or strength. You worship your family reunions, your birthdays, and your family get-togethers that despise the presence of Yah, and they loot you that His name is never exalted. The power of His beauty is never destroyed. You do it and see what they will do to you. Hallelujah, preacher. I tell you what, preacher up there, I hope you hear me. If I went to a family reunion, when I finished, they wouldn't have no reunion there. They will all be scattered. I got to go. First of all, in my family reunion, I'm here where I'm reunited with my brothers and my sisters. I have a reunion every week, and it fattens me continuously to be a friend of the world. Your Jezebel daughter, and you esteem her, your concern is about her or your son more than it is about the things of Yah, you're an enemy. I was speaking without any doubt, with any fear, or my tongue being twisted or tied, period. To be a friend of the worldly things. To be a friend, to have this attachment. And that's what a friend is. You have this attachment. To be attached to the world, you are an enemy of Almighty Yahweh. That is what an adulteress and an adulteress does. That is what those that operate in this corrupt mentality of idol worshiping, they love idols and things that they see, they perceive that have life in them, and they do not have the mind of Yahshua to discern the very presence of Almighty Yahweh. This is an adulterous generation. He said, "Your adulterous generation. You wicked adulterous generation." He said, "If you be ashamed of me before this wicked, evil, and adulterous generation," he said, "I'm telling you, I will be ashamed. I will deny you, you child, you dog of hell." That's why this wicked and adulterous generation is always seeking after a sign. There's no sign. These pseudo men call themselves prophets. They are false pseudo dogs. 99.9% of them. But when the prophet of Almighty Yahweh, when the Nabi of Yahweh cries, his house will hear. Yisrael will hear. And he will come in the power of that name. And the constitution of his authority is in the living word of Yahshua HaMashiach. They're not prophets. And I will stand before any of them. Who do you think you are? I am a servant of the Most High. And I have His word that He has imparted into me. So I have no acclaims of myself. I'm nothing like you. Flesh. Putrefied, stinking flesh. Nothing. That's why the power and the purpose of your flesh must be destroyed. So you adulterous and adulteress, to be a friend of the world, don't you know that you are an enemy of Yahweh? Whosoever therefore will be a friend or attached to the world, you are a combatant, you are a terrorist, you despise Yahweh, you hate Him, you that resist Yahweh's truth, you that fear man. Elder Martin was speaking to me the other day, and he said to me, "Don't fear those that are able to kill your flesh or your body." He said, "But you must fear Him that is able to destroy your body and the entire being of man, and then cast that into the power of the darkness of hell." Those were His words of counsel. He said, "Fear not what man can do, or fear the words of men." And I want my elder brother, I won't do that. It makes no difference at all. But I will fear Almighty Yah. They fear the bill collector, the car collector. They fear them. But they don't fear Yah. You're wicked. I don't care who you are. You're an enemy. You are a combatant of Yahweh. And you're trying to destabilize His government. And so because you're destabilized, you're trying to destabilize anyone that will adhere to your doctrines. Yahweh tells us who are His enemies. Those that adulterous and adulteress. And you will know an adulterous one and an adulteress. You will know those that are of idol worship. Because the first thing they do, they go to the world for any kind of ecstasy. I go to the book of hope for any kind of strength. That's where I go to. I go to the pages and the chronicles of this book to purge me constantly and to cleanse me. I go to this book to establish the authority of Yahweh's constitution in my life. He said, if you have this attachment to the world, that even their sins and their wickedness doesn't grieve you, it doesn't cause you to become vexed, you're an enemy. Because any righteous one, one that has a Sadiq, the righteousness of Yah, they will become grieved. How can you sit in the midst of the vile wicked, in their fellowship, and eat with them, this adulterous world, and you have no fear at all of Yahweh? I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your sisters, and your brothers. Let me tell you this. Even when I was in ignorance of the name of Jesus, and I say that, yes, I say it. You that are listening, you are at one time deceived. But thank Almighty Yahweh that I did not allow that deception to take me into that bewitched power where I could not obey the truth. And yet the principles of Scripture, when I saw him, they were alive in me and they had viability in my inward part. And I obeyed it in ignorance. I did what it said. Obeyed it forthright. May not have had the understanding of clarity, but I knew the simple words that were written, that they were made alive. And I could obey them. I will not become a combatant of Almighty Yahweh with this adulterous generation that is seeking after a sign, that is against Yahweh, that is trying to prolong their loss. And everything that they do is based upon their loss and their own greed. They labor for their loss. They labor for their greed. You know something is wrong? You say that they love Yahweh, you're a liar. You must eat the whole of the bread. You must eat the whole of the bread. Has Yahweh changed? Has his Shabbaton changed? Have his mitzvahs changed? Has his name changed? So nothing in the book has changed. Well, what about blood offerings and sacrifices? We have the perfect blood offering. We have the perfect oblation. It has been fulfilled. But what Yahweh writes in this book, it has not changed. For us to honor his moed, that has not changed. For us to bring our tithes and offering into his house, that has not changed. For us to honor his name, that has not changed. For us not to be a murderer, that has not changed. For us not to commit adultery, that has not changed. You become a combatant, so you choose the things that you like and the things you don't like. You oppose it. That is a combatant. It is the mindset that is trying to destabilize the very plan of Yah. Can I tell you something, my friends? Can I tell you something, my brothers and sisters? You're not going to destabilize this kingdom. You're not going to cause one. You're not going to cause the foundation of stone to be removed. And all of your rebellion is in your sin. You're not going to cause that. You will bring a demise to you, death and destruction. Well, that's my daughter. She's an enemy. The Yahweh says to be a friend, friendship of the world. Do you understand what verbiage he used here? He said, that is enmity, enemy, that is a hatred against me. When you choose that side, you declare what side you on. I declare what side I'm on. I'm on the side of the king. I'm on the king's highway. I'm on that side. So when you declare what side you're on, you declare the hostility. And you began to antagonize him, say, look at you. You can't make me do it. Ha, ha, ha. He's not moved by your emotions. He is steadfast, unmovable, and he is always abounding. He always abounds. Well, Pastor Roberts, you may not make many friends. That's all right. I have a friend in Yahshua HaMashiach. And Abraham was called the friend of Almighty Yah. Hallelujah. Moshe, he met him face to face like a friend. And he meets me every morning face to face like a friend. Because he caused the power of his scripture to rise from a drunken, feeble body. That they rise up to the zenith of my mind. And cause this life to percolate all down in my inward parts. Where is David Roberts? David, that I'm mindful of him. And in the morning I visit him. What are you? Nothing. But I know one thing. He visits me. He comes every morning and says, get up. I got a sweet word to say to you. Cleanse yourself. And that's the first thing you began to do in the morning is to cleanse yourself, isn't it? You began to wash your face and clean yourself up and make sure you're proper for whatever adventure, whatever thing you must accomplish that day. True? So this goes Almighty Yahweh. He cleansed me every morning. Every morning when I awaken, he cleansed me. He revives me. How? Because of his mercies are renewed every day. Every hour is the mercies of Yahweh. Every second. Can't get enough of him. Can never have enough. David said, feed me. Feed me until I want no more. Just cause my belly to bulge. Cause it to be fat. Cause it to rise with the burning hope in me. So this is the generation. As we have been ashamed of Almighty Yahweh. We've been ashamed of His hope. Yahshua the Lamb. And He said, if you're ashamed of me and my words, that's what He said. In the midst of this vile, wicked, adulterous, sinful generation, if you're ashamed of Yahshua, did not Yaakov, did he not speak by the very witness of the Ruah, the Kodash Ruah in him, HaKodash Ruah in him? Did he not speak of the witness of the power that, of the very purpose and the very man that came in the body of flesh? That is what he revealed here. And Yahweh said, if you're ashamed of this, because I tell you, you're adulterous and adulteress, you're ashamed of me, and my word is what HaMashiach says, because the words I speak to you, they're not mine. They're the words of him that sent me. He said, this is the sinful, this adulterous, wicked generation. He said, you're ashamed of me because of that. He said, when you stand before my Abba, he said, I will be ashamed of you. When you stand before the splendor of my Abba, of Yahweh, I will be ashamed of you. Yahweh never intended for his house of Israel to be a friend of the world. That's why he warned them, when I send you out, don't learn the ways of the heathens. We have learned the crazy, crack Caucasian ways, the crazy, niggerish black way. We have not learned the way of Almighty Yahweh. We have learned your ancestry ways, the ways of your ancestries. You've learned your culture. What is a culture? It is an occultic practice. That's all culture is. It is cult. It is a practice of bemusing the mind of men. That's why they say, well, the Egyptian culture or the African culture or the Anglo-Saxon culture, it doesn't mean a nickel worth of rats. Poo-poo. There's only one culture. And that is the culture and the government of Almighty Yahweh. That's the only thing that has value. The black man's culture has nothing. The white man's, the Yahweh, not any of them. The Indians, it has no value at all. None whatsoever. The culture will not produce one centennial or one smitten of bread. But the faithful and righteous tefillah of the Kedushim's of Yahweh will cause the matter and the bread to come down from Hashemayim. So to hell with all of their cultures. Hallelujah. Bless you, preacher. Speak the truth. I will, my deacon. Forthright. Straightforward. And with all honesty. I will tell you the truth. We'll see what scripture says. So if you'll be ashamed of HaMashiach, the words that he spoke came from the Abba. The Son of Man, he said, I will be ashamed of you. Before the splendor of my Abba. I want you to hear this because this is something that we must understand. I want you to hear and I want you to pay attention to this. It's in Mishlei, Proverbs. But hear what it says. It tells us the way of an adulterous woman or generation. Now listen to it. You must listen now. Because you're adulterous and adulteress. You're adulterous and you adulteress. You are enemies of Almighty Yah. He says, such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats, she gets fat, she wipes her mouth and says, I've done no wickedness. I've done no wrong. Do you all hear that? See, that's what the friendship of the world does. You will sit and dine on the dainties of darkness. You will eat, you will dine with him, you wipe your mouth. Well, I've done no wrong. That's this adulteress. That's what an adulteress whore is. It is almost like an adulteress and adulteress. The man says to his wife, I don't want you doing that. And she still does it. Well, I still did it, honey. Such are the ways of an adulterous woman. And the assembly is metaphorically this woman. She's adulterous. She sins. She play with the world. She fraternized with the world. She sits down and eat from the swine tables of vomit. Then she rises up and wipes her mouth and says, bleh, I've done no wrong. She eats the swine flesh of the world. She eats the ways of the world. They tell you how to eat. They tell you swine is all right, and Yahweh says it's not. They tell you to eat a possum, that's all right, and Yahweh says it's not. They say you can eat rats and snakes. Yahweh says you eat cows, and they say it's bad. They tell you to, you can eat monkey meat and elephant meat and horse meat. And Yahweh says it's not right. It defiles you. And Yahweh says, I want you to eat deer. And someone will write and say, why do you all hunt deer? Because Yah says hunt them. That's what an adulteress is. An adulterous woman, an adulterous man. They can never be committed. So because we're not committed to the words of Yah and what Yahweh speaks to us, he said, I'm going to denounce you. I'm going to deny you. You do not incorporate any of the heathen ways with the ways of Almighty Yahweh. I don't care what way I've walked, what way you've walked, what way we've learned things. But if the revelation of truth, and what is that? The revelation of truth is this, brothers and sisters, in the simplest of analogies. It is when the visibility and the life, the hope, the reality, and HaMashiach, Yeshua, becomes more alive and real to you when you hear the word of Yah, and when you sense the revelation of that truth, or Messiah is revealed at a deeper depth, and you become more committed, you become more steadfast, you become more solid, because you have such evidence in the inward part. They may not be explainable to a carnal generation, but you know they have been explained to you. You have faith, you have the moon of Yah to believe that. That's why we need revelation truth. It causes the witness to come alive. It causes Yahshua to become real to us. Not some kind of mystical adoration or some idolatry or some deity worship. But he becomes real. And the words that he spoke to you, they become alive in you. They become like a burning fire. And for you to live will be to please Almighty Yahweh in Yahshua. And for you to die is that you know you gain the excellence of Yahshua. You will know that. He becomes everything to you. Not your children. Not your success. Is that he is successful in you. He has finished the work. He which began the work in you. He is able to finish it. He started a work to dismantle us. Tear us down. We had so much in us that was just against him. We were enemies in our minds against him. I don't think it takes that. He says, you don't understand, it takes more than that. It takes everything. I want you to love me with all of your life, all of your mind. And that word, soul, all of your being, everything you got, and every strength you got, love me. Even when you have opposition as to what I say, just hold on to it. Hold on to it. You may sense yourself falling and getting weak, but still hold on to it. Hold on to it. You love me with that kind of strength. He said, when you've done that, when you've given all of that, it will be an easy task to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Because the more you see this revelation of this truth that I reveal unto you, you're going to love me the greater. You're going to love you because you know what I've done for you. And the witness of that truth that I have gone beyond any measure of links to make sure that you had the assurance, to make sure you had the seal, and I'll send for the power of the Ruach to seal my seed Israel. You will have no doubt, you will take great delight and comfort in it. It's simply that I must break through the veneer of your natural mind. You can't be a friend of the world. You can't have friendship with the world. You can't make your bow with unrighteous mammoth. Those that reject the Torah truth, that reject His name, you can't make your friendship with them. Have to be a friend of those you're an enemy. I don't care how you try to justify it. I don't care how you try to fix it. Well, what if my husband is not saved? Scripture tells you, woman, as long as it is shalom in your house, you live with that man. I don't care if he is not saved. You obey him. You do right. And by your kodesh living, by the way you walk, and your attitude will bring about a convincing power unto the man. It's either the scripture's truth or it's a lie. You be quiet and you obey him and love him. As long as there is shalom there. Shalom. You be at shalom with him. Hallelujah. Yahweh answers everything. There's no stone unturned. And we are a dismal people. If Yahweh in this hour doesn't raise up his ruah of standard in some man somewhere, if you all hear of him, please let me know, because I want to hear him. Everything in our lives, in my life, it has been a proven ground. It has brought you to a place whereby it is either that when I speak to you, you will hear me, or you will never hear me. So even though we can't hear him in the fullness of our shemak to understand, now he has begun to open your ear that you may hear him. You, my people that have ear, hear what the Ruach speaks. Unto the Shukoth, the Bayat of Almighty Yahweh, the Ha Bayat, the house or the mountain of Yah, the mountain of Yah. Let us hear what the Ruach speaks to him. Listen, if we think that someone or things have caused us to become angry at Yahweh, I want to direct your attention to the scripture. Turn there. It says in Romans chapter 8 verse 7. Romans chapter 8 verse 7. He says, because the natural, the carnal mind is enmity, it is an enemy against Yahweh. For it is not subject to the Torah of Yah, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are of the flesh cannot please Almighty Yahweh. Do you not understand, to have this carnal mind, we need to be renewed in our minds by the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh. And so to have this carnal mind, this worldly sensation, and this worldly attachment, don't you know that that mindset is enmity and enemy of Almighty Yahweh? They have destroyed your sons and your daughters. They have offered them trivial pursuits. They have given them darkness. They have allured them with this captivation of their ignorance and the stupidity of a blind generation.